It's Monday, November 28th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Gartner says you're doing hybrid work wrong, and Amazon's $3 billion Alexa loss. This is the Business of Tech. After the long weekend, I told myself I'd look for new stories, which of course means that two catnip-infused storylines I've been following had to make a return. First, some research that Gartner published about changes in work. Quoting the research, "As economic conditions sour, you may be tempted to take back more control over work, for example, by mandating a rigid return to the office. Our data shows that that would be a big mistake. We surveyed more than 400 employees and leaders of organizations around the world who have worked consistently under some kind of hybrid work model since the pandemic. Most of those work models delivered below average outcomes, but one is wildly successful. Our findings show that the failing models are all location-centric, attaching some kind of rigid on-site requirement. Only one model scored above average, hybrid flexible, which offers leaders and employees some flexibility to choose where they work from. More successful still is a hybrid flexible model that incorporates other key elements of human-centric work design. That is location flexibility plus the practices of intentional collaboration and empathy-based management. You can't just port over your work and management approaches from an on-site environment and expect them to work in a hybrid world. But if you transition successfully to a human-centric hybrid approach, our data shows you can clearly foil flight and power performance among employees." The research focuses on how accountable employee autonomy is the required element. They offer those three statements: a flexible work experience, being intentional about collaboration, and empathy-based management as the critical factors to success. And you want to get employee input. Those that did were more than 2.5 times more likely to achieve high performance. I'll add to this another set of interesting data. The Washington Post highlights that remote jobs are in demand, but drying up. According to a recent job site report, 50% of job applicants submitted on LinkedIn are for work-from-home positions, making up just 15% of listings. And although there are nearly two job openings for each applicant regarding on-site work, the opposite is true for remote jobs. There are two active applicants for each available work-from-home job on LinkedIn. That means the gap between demand for jobs and supply of workers for on-site positions is four times as high as it is for remote work. Why do we care? What I expected to happen is playing out, and data reinforces it. Intentional choices about the design of hybrid work are paying off. Plus, when that data is held up against the jobs data, showing a demand by potential employees to work remotely. If you're finding it difficult to find people, make sure you're offering remote work. And then, to make it successful, be deliberate in the way that it is implemented. It's paying off. The other big story of the long weekend, which I have to note for my predictions, is about Amazon. Specifically, Alexa. Quoting Insider, "During the first quarter of this year, Amazon's worldwide digital unit, which includes everything from the Echo smart speakers and Alexa voice technology to the Prime Video streaming service, had an operating loss of over $3 billion, according to internal data obtained by Insider. The vast majority of worldwide digital's losses were tied to Amazon's Alexa and other devices. A person familiar with the division told Insider, "The loss was by far the largest among all of Amazon's business units and slightly double the losses from its still small physical stores and grocery business. While Amazon's business model has traditionally tolerated this kind of poor financial performance from its hardware businesses, that's no longer true. According to press reports and an internal email seen by Insider, Amazon's Alexa and devices team at large is now the prime target of the biggest layoffs in the company's history." Why do we care? I've been very bullish on voice. I'm convinced it's the UI of the future. Alexa is not a UI. It's a platform. I'm including a link to Stacey on IoT's piece about voice in general, and her thinking and mine match. Voice itself is a UI and not a platform, of which digital assistants are a platform. Quoting Stacey. So as we look at Amazon's Alexa layoffs, I don't think it reflects a bet against voice or a bet against the smart home. It's an indication that we need to separate voice as a user interface from digital assistants and figure out how to give digital assistants the context they need to become something people will pay for. Finding ways to monetize platforms is the trick. Don't lump voice as a UI in with the platform nor digital assistant. And so, I'm still bullish on voice as a user interface. I bet you think working with Cisco is hard. They're big and have so much going on, and you're smaller. That's why there's Cisco Partner Journeys, an innovative new digital experience designed to accelerate your engagement with Cisco. Each unique journey leads you to the best tools, services, programs, and portfolio offerings to help you accelerate sales, build a practice, and enhance profitability. Whether you are new to Cisco or a longtime partner, Cisco has the right journey for you. Interested? Visit CiscoPartnerJourneys.com to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is Cyber Monday, so get those deals while you still can. But more importantly, it is National French Toast Day. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.